Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, hiking app showcasing First Nation language and culture launches in South Australia. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Cool Tours founder, and that's Uncle Mark Coolmatry, and got him on the line. Uncle Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my brother, and good morning to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Uncle Mark, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Ngurrindjeri man, which is from down on the southern area of South Australia. So if you showcase all of our lower lakes or waterway known as the Coorong, the Southern Ocean, right along past over towards Kangaroo Island.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint there. And look, congratulations. You've got the walking tours happening. So you're virtually a black man in business on country, and we're talking about Indigenous tourism, a fantastic vehicle.
It certainly is. We're able to now put our cultural lens right over country.
Yes. So tell us about the stories, the language, the knowledge, and the tool you're using as the product for Indigenous tourism on your country there, Uncle.
Well, what we've done, we've been managed to work with stakeholders right across our country, and to be able to progress the opportunity to be able to yarn up properly on country. And so when people walk through, that they get a cultural lens. They get the opportunity to listen to the environment around them, our foods, our medicine.
Yes.
So they're immersing themselves in all of that area, and then they get to witness what it is to be countrymen.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And how long have you been doing that? Do you have a team of people working with you? Mob there, or paint that picture?
Yeah, we've got a whole crew.
Good.
Cool Tours began as a family business.
Okay.
And we've got a whole crew of people, and like, we're all Aboriginal, we're all Ngurrindjeri people.
Yes.
It's all just our mob. We're the ones who showcase our country, and we're the ones who tell our story. So we're able to say, this is what we want to tell them.
Yep.
This is where we want to go. We are very much in control of our own cultural destiny.
Yeah, you got me fired up. Look, it's so fantastic to see. And like I said, it becomes a vehicle as such to educate, but also employ and keep culture alive, Uncle.
That's the most important. That last word, what you just said, keeping culture alive is so important. And what we've done is now what we do is use information technology. So this app enables people just to get on their phone and today listen and immerse themselves as if they're in country thousands upon thousands of years ago.
Yeah, fantastic. And so it also brings traditional owners, your identity, to the forefront. Has brought some of what has been lost back to life, is what I'm saying.
That's right. So language, culture, heritage, everything about it, we are able to bring that alive, and we're bringing back alive the old people that once walked the country and left a footprint for us, right from our creator in the Ngurrindjeri, all the way through to our apical ancestors that left their footprints there, and now we just let people know that when they're walking through, they walk with that same soft footprint.
Yeah, beautiful. So technology is a fantastic tool. Here we are living in the 21st century. So we're talking about an app here, and the app uses technology built into walker's mobile device and deliver curated content suited to the walker's location on trail. So while they're walking with their phone, they're using the app, getting educated.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity that this is there in this 21st century now, so that they have we have an opportunity to share culture, and they have an opportunity to immerse themselves. And like this is not just for general walkers. This is also for our young people,
exactly,
who are then able just to keep walking and experience culture in some way now that they've got this information that's been, stories have been passed on for thousands upon thousands of years, and now we're able to use the information technology and just off a mobile phone.
Yeah,
so
Dilly.
People can then learn the old ways in a new world.
Yeah, beautiful. Nicely explained. That's a good description there. And, brother, when you look at it, we live in a fast world, and sometimes life puts pressure on us in regard to our thinking process, paying the bills, doing the J-O-B, feeding the kids, Sometimes it's good to get out on Mother Earth, get out on country, and if you've got an app that can educate, that's good medicine, Uncle.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The walks go for 5 days.
Yeah.
But sometimes, if people want to walk three, they can. If they just want to go and have a one-day experience, and within that one day, then they'll want just a couple of hours where they're going in the bush and they're just relaxing and hearing the voices of the old people.
Uncle Mark Coolmatree, thank you so very much. Cool Tours up and running. Get on the app there, South Australia. Thank you for yarning. Look, you stay deadly, stay black, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Uncle Mark.
No worries. I'm knocking you, Mob. Oh. Knocking me. See you next time.
I'm knocking you too. Thank you, Uncle. Oh.
Knocker.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Uncle Mark Coolmatree. He's the founder of Cool Tours, Remidri Elder, and they're doing, while hiking, they're doing tours, walking tours on their country. But they've got a hiking app now available, South Australia, showcasing First Nation language and culture while people are walking about with their mobile phone through on their country. And it's a very powerful tool, educational tool, and keeping our culture strong. So big shout out there, Uncle Mark Coolmatree, too deadly. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
children from the palm of our mother's hands. Mucham yinan bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah. Gadan gadan gari gari, gadan gadan gari gari, gadan gadan gari gari, najin mumba. Gadan gadan gari gari, gadan gadan gari gari, gadan gadan gari gari, najin mumba. This is our land, this is our story. Culture and the land is our law. It is our dignity. It is our identity. Our indigenous culture lives on.
Bimbe, Mucha, Gare Gare Gada, Bulba.
Story of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation. Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wow, gadi gadi.
Mucha, gadi gadi gadan. Bulba.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
The city lights are driving me so crazy. As I walk lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, a drone in the night, where robberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city light. Now that on Main Street, it makes me so lonely, for the gum trees and the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers, I see my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, the droning in the night, where robberies are seen by the firelight, where
Bob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deputy Chairperson, Anne Mitchell, of the Matu students, the school facility. So a new on-country school facility helps Matu students thrive close to home. Matu students from remote communities will have greater access to secondary schooling and vocational programs after the opening of a new residential facility for students in Newman, Western Australia. So I'm going to catch up now, have a yarn with Anne Mitchell, Deputy Chairperson. Very good morning, Anne. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, congratulations. A form of bringing the mountain to the people in regarding having this fantastic facility in Newman, closer for the First Nations students, Māori students, thrive closer to home, yes?
Yes, that's right. That's correct. Yes, it's just all about keeping our children on country and close to home.
Well, when you're talking about students, not even students, we're talking First Nation people, we see the same problem with professional sports like AFL or NRL. When you're taking the young person out of community to thrive for their future or aspirations, whatever, the missing of home, you know, the connection, it's sometimes devastating to a young person.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we all know what it's like to be living away from your home and your family. You know, don't really get the best outcome. So we acknowledge that, and the hostel is a part of making sure our children are happier and healthier and close to home and close to family.
Well, if their spirit's good, you know, they can study more. They can be open-minded for the learning, so to speak, hey?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
How many students are housed?
So at the moment, it's designed for 6 girls and 5 boys, with 2 houses, and inside in the middle is a common house.
Okay, yes.
But, yeah. Yep, and it's got like a pool room, there's a big kitchen, so when families come to visit, can stay as well. So that's the best thing as well.
Connection. Are the staff First Nations people?
Māori leaders are guiding the hostel through its management committee. At the moment, we don't have First Nations people, but are looking to that for the future.
That's a goal. Fantastic. As we know, nothing beats black on black. So to complete the facility, you're having First Nation staff be deadly. When will the accommodation be open, Anne?
So it's open now.
Okay.
We currently have 2 girls in there, so it's open now.
All right, fantastic. And will there be an ongoing funding as such?
Well, we have operational funds until the end of 2024.
Okay.
JAC will work with the WA and Commonwealth governments for sustainable long-term funding. Mm. We've also got mining industry and charitable trusts that are already now making significant contributions.
Good.
Because everybody's recognising that it's increasing Māori education for our kids is essential for self-determination and controlling of our country.
Well, and when you talk about raising a child, it takes a community, doesn't it? So there are different people at the table, which is so fantastic, investing in our students. And then the fact that if we have more students completing their education, then that's a proven success of the facility.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's our goal. Yeah
fantastic. So how long have you been on board, Anne?
Well, I'd like to say that I've been on board for a long time now. Mm. You know, I'm a mother as well, so,
yes.
You know, we're our children's first teachers. And
exactly.
Māori education, Aboriginal education is a priority, I think, going forward into the future. It's where we should be making sure we are looking after our people.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Too deadly. Well, congratulations. Good luck with it all. Big shout out to the Deadly Black students. And that's what it's all about, getting it together and doing a great job there, Anne. Thank you for your yarn.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you.
A deadly yarn there, Anne Mitchell. Her name is a deputy chairperson. It's about the Matu students. from remote communities will have a greater access to secondary schooling and vocational programs after the opening of a new residential facility for students in Newman, Western Australia. And the project received $4 million in funding from WA government to convert three houses into male and female student accommodation, administration and a meeting place. But also having different people at the table as well in regarding government, community, mining companies as well, and creating a nice pathway for these young black students to continue with their education and complete it. And that's the goal. And I'll open up more doorways. But it's also bringing the mountain to the people. A lot of our kids don't like leaving home and have to go away for boarding school, especially when they're in communities. And to have the mountain come to them, that's a great thing. They can then focus in on their studies instead of that hurt spirit about being away from home. Have you saying Yarnup Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all of us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next one. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next one. Do this on the daily, to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember that name? Hit you so hard like a Murray Boomerang. Run hard all day. Robbie John for feed up, Griffin Freeway. WAC, Ricky Wolf at the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P., Nathan Merritt and Wesley P. Then there's WLC, Uncle Mike, R.I.P. Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bill, Mira Price got the trail. I'll always be proud, see, A.B. and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done, Cody Walker, Bondulan. Coming through with nothing but the hits, N.A.B. Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. Head off to the try line, Jimmy Roberts. Bloodline, all heart, no quitters. Now O'Neill, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. This my team, and I run the next team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight him and I fight the next team.
Give me that ball, I'ma run that ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest odds. Something like Boy Huffy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's stacked. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Koori knockouts. So say what you want, try being your best. In the engine room, we got Joshy K, Adi B, Kawin, Dave Fafita, and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shots, whack. Defense, then to attack. Custom picks up the ball. Shows and go, backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, ya war. Off to the dry line, the score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me, man and Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy. Bigger, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fair worry with Obi Gaia and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like a Mandu Saltner or about a 9-9.
This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next one. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next one.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
our culture slowly dies, like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons, now is our only trade. Compared to all the immigrants, look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black men groveling down at your feet with weary eyes looking up at you, waiting for the message to get through. Now it's time for them to sleep, and it's not in a bed, but in some warm surroundings, in a park or in a shed, warmed only by the grog that's been drunk through the day. Warmed only by the grog, the killer of his mates. The very first Australians around, the very first people to be down. And why we fight is to be recognized, only to be felled by your blind eyes. Yes, only to be felled by your blind eyes.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. A big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you.
Hey, what's get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 23, Murray Finnicurry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, two Australian organisations sharing more than $1 million in funding to support local projects AIM. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Joe Durnham, a researcher of the Australian Centre for Health Services, Innovation Australia. And we're talking about the respective local efforts in ending HIV epidemic. On the line, Dr. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. In what areas can this funding help end the HIV epidemic, a pandemic?
Thank you, Trevor. I'd just like to say before I'm speaking from the Tuggera and Jagera people's land here in Brisbane, and that I really acknowledge that First Nations people have really been the first researchers and the first healers.
Yes.
And the first teachers in this country that's called Australia.
Dr. Joe, thank you so very much for acknowledging that. So in what areas can this funding help end the HIV pandemic?
Well, Australia is really recognised for its global efforts in reducing HIV transmission. And today we've really got the tools that we can end transmission by 2030 globally.
Fantastic. And Australia leading the way.
Absolutely.
I know when the Grim Reaper came out, when the through the ads and television and what have you, and sad thing is, HIV is still with us, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I know. But now, and it's interesting to go back to those times, how much progress we've made since then. And now we really can, with this Gilead Zero In grant, start to contribute to those Australia's objectives and the global ones to reduce HIV transmission. and make sure that those who are maybe currently being left behind in Australia have the knowledge and the skills and access to appropriate and culturally responsive health services.
And does this include helping communities in remote areas as well?
Well, the tools and the messages, we're developing social media tools primarily.
Yes, good vehicles.
And that can be used by health services and by populations. And they will be spread via internet. So we hope to get a wide reach, but we do also recognise that some people, especially in rural and remote areas, may have some challenges in their internet access.
And what about job opportunities for First Nation people in this project?
Our project is primarily focusing on those people born overseas from linguistically and culturally and religious diverse communities.
Okay.
But we do really value, I think it's really important to value and to recognise the expertise of all those people who have lived experience of HIV or lived experience in trying to navigate this complex and sometimes seemingly unfriendly health services. And so we will be primarily working with our primary partners, our peer researchers who come from the migrant communities that we're working with, by health workers.
Fantastic. Dr. Joe, who are the two organisations who are sharing in the $1 million funding to support local projects aimed?
Oh, so there's QUT, Queensland University of Technology. And we're working with a number of local partners. And then the National HIV, Peak HIV Body.
Yeah. It is a team effort, and what's the date again regarding getting rid of HIV, ending it?
So the target for us here in Australia is 2025, and the global target 2030. And you're right, it certainly is a team effort.
Fantastic. Well, it's good news, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, but it's all about progression and working together as a team, get it together, and you're doing just that. Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Joe.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Lovely to talk to you.
You take care. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A good young there, Dr. Joe O'Durnham, and research at the Australian Centre for Health Services Innovation Australia, and the two organisations sharing more than $1 million in funding to support local projects aimed, and that's the Gilead Science Australia. Today proudly announced the two Australians, Queensland University of Technology, as Dr. Joe mentioned, and the National Association of People Living with HIV Australia. That's NAPWA is the acronym, and they've been awarded a combined of $1.4 million to support their respective local efforts in ending HIV epidemic, and the funds provided to QUT and NAPWA are the highest ever combined amounts awarded to Australian applicants through Gillard Grant. So, look, fantastic. And light at the end of the tunnel. Have you seen Yana Strong? Ended the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.